5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, yo, you ready? Let's do it.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Come on. I'm the definition of half man, half drugs. Ask the clubs, bad boy, that's what's up.
All right, it's 8:04 on ESPN 97.5. John and Lance along with Dell. We got a national championship set. Carol Cogslaughter will be joining us here in this hour here on ESPN 97.5 to talk about an all-SEC. And I think Booger McFarland, of course, Booger is an SEC honk. And there's no question about that because he played at LSU. We've seen Clay Travis, and we've seen Peter Burns. They're all SEC and blah, 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 all this stuff. There's obviously people who cover the SEC, Paul Feinbaum and whatnot, that think it's the best conference. Booger made a pretty good point. He said, that doesn't mean that the SEC was the best conference this year. It means they've got the best two teams. And that could well be true. You know, we saw Auburn lose. We saw LSU lose. Of course, here's the thing about the SEC, though. The Big Ten had how many teams in it, and they won all those games. But
they didn't lose one, did they?
Hmm?
Did they go undefeated?
No, Michigan lost.
Oh, that's right. They lost yesterday.
So the SEC is playing most all of their games on New Year's Day. So there's a big difference in the competition when you're, you know, and you can say all you want, but New Year's Day games are usually harder because the better teams are all playing. So, and you know, a Notre Dame that was up there as a top team, they were 9-3, LSU playing against them, and LSU was what. Where did LSU land in the SEC this year?
SEC West?
No, I'm talking overall? About what rank the SEC teams?
Alabama, Georgia, Auburn,
then LSU.
Maybe LSU.
Yeah,
everybody else drops way down after those three. So
yeah.
I don't know.
So, but for the most part, the SEC is playing late and playing good teams, and you know, the argument is obvious. Well, which was the best conference in your mind this year? You go by the bowl games, it would be the Big Ten.
Yeah, it wasn't the Big Ten this year. I mean, Ohio State was a good team. Michigan was
Maybe the Big Ten was. At the very top, maybe not.
It depends on how you designate it. I mean, at the very top, it was clearly SEC.
It could have been Big 12, best conference, although they did not have a great bowl season.
Who was it after Oklahoma?
Oklahoma, TCU.
Yeah.
Oklahoma State?
Yeah.
You know,
they're all right. Yeah, they're all right. I mean, I think Georgia, you got two teams in the national championship. That speaks volumes at the SEC. I mean, ultimately.
Again, it was top heavy, though.
Yeah, you can play the old top to bottom, but aren't you judged by who is at the top?
Well, but then Auburn loses to Central Florida, and then LSU loses to Notre Dame. And those are your next best teams.
Yeah. Yeah, I would still put a gun in my head, I'm still saying SEC.
Probably.
I can't get behind the Big 12. Until the Big 12 decides to get serious about defense ever, it's hard for me to get super excited about the Big 12.
Yeah. And then there's the ACC. What about the ACC?
No, ACC, we could talk. Virginia Tech, to me, was a little disappointing at times this year. Miami looks like they're bouncing back. Clemson disappointed yesterday, but I think they just got – They tried to play Alabama ball against Alabama and got their nuts kicked off is what happened. Mm-hmm. Alabama just physically. I like how people like to underestimate Nick Saban. And get, even though Vegas made Bama a field goal favorite, Vegas is like, y'all know that Bama's still the favorite in this game, right? You know that, Lance, right? Yeah, yeah, but no, Clemson physically, I think they can out Bama, and I think they're going to be fine. And Vegas told me, Lance, you do know that Alabama is the favorite here. Well, that's probably just... just favorite money coming in. Like, you do know that Jalen Hurts, like, even if you don't think he's a great quarterback, you do know he's been here before, right?
And Kelly Bryant was the difference in that game.
Yeah, frankly, the guy who hadn't played in that kind of game looked like he hadn't played in that kind of game.
Yep.
And Alabama was flying around like I hadn't seen this year. Like, their hair was on fire the whole game. They were really flying around hitting people. It was a physical... How about Georgia-Oklahoma, you had no defense
being
played. And you go Alabama and Clemson, just grown men out there smashing.
Well, I will say this. Georgia changed things in the second half defensively.
They did. And they were a better team all year long defensively. And
the first half, they looked lost. And did you watch?
Roquan was lost the whole first half. Yeah. And then the second half he wasn't.
That dude is good.
He didn't look lost second half.
Did you watch any of the coaches, the six coaches?
I heard it was great. It was awesome.
You were at a poker game?
So I was at Uncle Freddy's? Uncle Freddy's New Year's Eve poker tournament. New Year's Day, I'm sorry. It starts at 3 o'clock. We got a game in there. His Xfinity or whatever it is goes out. Like, right before the Georgia game. We're like, oh, my God.
So you get on your phone.
We're listening, and trying to... But the internet was down in the house, too, and it's like a one bar out in Pearland. It's a one bar spot.
Oh, my God.
And so I'm like, oh, my gosh. So some guy gets the... But then they got it fixed. It was a power outage, and they got it fixed. So we only missed, like, the first two possessions.
Oh, that's 20-7, then.
Yeah, it was one by no. It was actually we missed one possession. And so we kept going. It's four tables. It's 40 people to start with. No, there wasn't four tables. It was like five tables. So it was a lot. And anyway, I made it to the final table. I finished fourth, but that meant that I was playing eventually outside. So I was there for 3 hours and 33 degree weather, just sitting out there playing cards.
Why didn't you play the final table inside?
I'm not sure
there's a TV and it's warm.
Well, we had TV outside too. That's why I was able to watch all the
games.
It would have been warmer.
What's wrong with you,
Fred? Last 3 hours, Freddie played the entire thing outside. I only played the last 3 hours, and I got out of there and I'm like, I really don't feel so good. I'm doing shots. My buddy Harold, the guy who makes you have shots all the time, is like,
I've been there. I've done Uncle Freddie's.
And like, okay, let's do another one. Bang, 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 bang. But it made me play better poker.
Yeah, shots always do.
Yeah, I felt like it made me play better poker. But so we're watching there, and it was – and I'm watching Roquan, and I'm trying to watch the game. Luckily for me, because I'm at the final table, I'm like, I really am excited about this Clemson-Alabama. Yeah, you could tell early on – that this game was over.
Yeah.
Like, it was boat race time early on. Once it went, 17-6, I think? Once they got the interception, Daron Payne.
Well, to me, when Raekwon Davis was just wrecking shop on everybody, it was like, oh, my God. You cannot. Holy crap. They brought, and that was true. Alabama just brought a physicality. Mm. And the physicality that I thought that Wilkins and Farrell and Lawrence and Bryant would bring defensively, Clemson would bring, Austin Bryant. And, well, I will say this, though. Cleveland Farrell is a man, okay?
Yeah, he's pretty good.
He's pretty good. But Christian Wilkins, I thought they were going to do exactly what Alabama did. I thought they were going to be, I know Alabama's got a great offensive line, but that defensive front from Clemson is as good as it gets. College football.
They're really good, too, but there's just something about Alabama. There's just certain teams, and it's not just Alabama. It's when you try to out-Patriot the Patriots, The Patriots get up for certain games. Yeah. Tom, and it starts with their leader, Tom Brady.
Especially
and
when
Bill
you
Belichick.
Doubt
them. Yeah, and there are people who, for the first time, had some doubt with Nick Saban in Alabama for a long time, and they played like a team. I mean, they played with added vigor is what they played with. Now, can they keep that up for a second? I feel like they're just going to overwhelm Georgia. But Georgia gashed Oklahoma. Like, that defense was embarrassing for Oklahoma, the run defense.
Yeah.
It was truly embarrassing.
But that was Oklahoma all season.
I know.
I had an argument with a guy an insurance salesman. We handed out. He said, once Oklahoma goes up, Georgia's done. I said, no, not against that defense and with those running backs. When you're talking about, honestly, because the passing game of Oklahoma, well, the running game of Georgia, when you're talking about Chubb and Michelle and Swift, mm-hmm. and then they've got two more guys.
Well, you just had to keep them from having 60-yard touchdowns.
And you
just
couldn't.
Just make them, even if they're gashing you with runs, just slow it down.
And I talked to him yesterday. He said, well, I didn't know Oklahoma wouldn't tackle. Why didn't you know that? And secondly, there were a lot of those plays. They didn't touch them. The holes were so huge.
Anderson was really good for Oklahoma.
Dude, whoa. Anderson is a good freaking player. He played great all year.
I think that whole Baker thing was not overblown. I think Baker was under the weather all that time. Like, there's nothing, because it looked like a team that was relying more heavily on, I mean, frankly, it's what it looked like. It looked like a team that was relying more heavily on their running game because they weren't really sure about Baker Mayfield. So much so, Dell, I know you had a problem with play calling. Some of the play calling with Oklahoma
late in
critical
the game.
Yeah, the last two. Wait a minute, the overtime.
That was awful too. But 45-38, it's 3rd and 3. Maybe the biggest play of the game. You get a first down. Who knows? Who knows how much time you run off the clock? You may seal the game.
Why are you
running sprint option with Rodney Anderson? Why not run the counter?
I couldn't agree more. I said the same thing. Why are you calling that play?
And
here?
Then they inserted Kyler Murray. I mean, they showed it. They forced Georgia to call timeouts in the first half. Why are you running Kyler Murray in overtime on a sprint option? Why?
Georgia, that's just getting way too clever. And Georgia's speed defensively, you knew they were going to flow to the ball.
That's where you had your success, running right at him.
Warren Sharp did a dissertation on that. It's how Lincoln Riley really just shriveled up, if you want to know the truth. The play calling, when you go to a different style than you have been all year long and get conservative, you change. Everybody starts to nut. They can't nut up.
So every team should have – this is one of my problems with the Texans. I don't think they have enough of these just to bring it local. But, like, Oklahoma has their – I remember when Texas scored a touchdown against USC, they had that little roll everyone right and you sneak the tight end out to the left. Mm. And that was your – It's like a game-winning play, but they had already showed it, so they didn't go for, you know, when they went into overtime, they had a chance to go for two, but they didn't go for two in that game. And Tom Herman even mentioned we had burned up one of our plays that we would have used. Well, Oklahoma used theirs with the little run pass option on the reverse with Baker Mayfield.
Yeah,
They used that up, and that's fine to use it in those situations, but when you're trying to get first downs, you know. Bill O'Brien, the big knock we have on him is he inexplicably went to unusual play calls against New England and Seattle. And if you get first downs, those games are over. But he couldn't dial up the play. The first time, you just should have put it in Deshaun Watson's hands like you had done the whole game against New England.
Yeah.
Or given it to Deontay Foreman, right. Not Lamar Miller.
Lamar Miller off tackle 3 times in both games. Have you lost your mind? 816 ESPN 97.5 703-780-3776. What are you gonna call Dr. Cog Slaughter at the bottom of the hour?
Yeah,
bottom of the hour.
Call him bottom of the hour. I'll tell you who to call right now. Call my man Craig DeSurf over at my website at the location in Angleton, and that is Gulf Coast GMC Chevy Buick, Buick GMC Chevy. I'm not sure which order you want to put them in, but I think the order is determined by your priority need level. If it's a crossover vehicle, which basically gives you the space of an SUV while still giving you the look, feel, and handling of a car, then I would highly recommend. Well, really, frankly, there's great vehicles: Buick Enclave on the Chevy side. You can get the big Suburban if you're looking for that. You can get the GMC Acadia for crossover, or maybe you're looking for the GMC Yukon or Yukon Extended Body, which is what I drove for 5 years. The Buick side, they do great with cars. Chevy's got the Chevy Cruze right now for thousands off of MSRP on the 2017. And then, as I mentioned before, Chevy Silverado pickup truck, unbelievable. GMC Sierra pickup truck, unbelievable. Suburban's on the Chevy side. Yukon's on the other side. What I'm telling you is I don't care if it's a car, an SUV, a pickup truck, or a crossover vehicle, when you have Chevy, Buick, and GMC lined up at one location, you can't go wrong because there are so many different vehicles to choose from. And the best part is, Craig DeSurf, my man, is handling the sales over there, and he'll make sure that you get a great deal and you have a huge selection to choose from. For all the information about all the vehicles they have in stock, you can just go to gulfcoast.net.
ESPN 97.5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Yeah, real. Everything's working just fine over in Pakistan. Congratulations. All right, 713-780-3776. Raheel's here early. Maybe he can get in on the call with Dr. Cogslaughter as well. We're going to be talking to SEC guy.
No, we don't.
Do you don't think that Dr. Cogslaughter would like to talk to a guy named Raheel?
I don't think Raheel wants to talk to Cogslaughter.
Now what?
Raheel doesn't not going to spend any energy on a show that isn't his own.
What? Well, he's in here now.
He's working, though. He's not for the next show. The next two shows.
During the break, is that pre-show meetings? Is that what he's doing?
Pretty much,
some really good. When you were out... last week, Dell worked with me on Thursday. Dell had some really good ideas, but he tried to save them for his.
It's not even a really good idea. I just want to kill a segment because I was doing the show.
Well, I call that a good idea during vacation time. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Killing segments is considered good ideas.
Yeah, I have my own show to work on. I'm not going to just give you guys everything. How does that help me?
So you're holding back on the show?
Yeah. You got to think of yourself first.
All right. So what do you have today that you're holding back for your show?
Well, I can't tell you that. I don't need you stealing. But you've got Lance here, the innovator that changed radio. So why do you need me?
He's such a hater.
Ooh,
it's not me. Everyone talks about you like John wasn't around.
I wasn't there. Larry and Stafford has got some thoughts on the Texans. Here, before we get to Larry and Stafford, look at this. Ian Rappaport, the Texans have hired a search firm going through the process of hiring a GM to replace Rick Smith.
Why? Because the boosters won't. They don't want the boosters involved. What are they? A college team? College
external
athletic department.
External names expected to receive interest. Nick Caserio. That's my favorite.
Bill O'Brien.
Monty Austinfort.
Don't know him.
Patriots. Brian Gaines.
They're all Bill O'Brien's guys.
And Brian Gutenkunst.
Is he from Bayern Munich?
Packers.
Oh. Oh, yeah, he's the guy that got the job that I thought Zoe was going to get.
Yeah.
He's available now because Ted Thompson's out. I guess Elliot Wolf will step in there probably.
They're hiring a search firm too, but it'll probably end up Elliot.
How much do they tell us how much the Texans are paying a search firm to hire a guy that Bill O'Brien wants anyway?
It's not.
Why don't they just hire Bill O'Brien to hire him?
Yeah.
Bill O'Brien to do it. It's a two-man job. It's Nick Caserio or it's Brian Gaines.
That's it.
And it also tells you for sure Rick's done.
Yeah.
Maybe a comma, not a period, but you ain't coming back to personnel.
No.
We all know you're done.
Bill O'Brien won that war.
Yeah.
We all know he's got a new title. The just question is, what's his new title going to be?
Right.
I've got some ideas.
No. He will come back.
Yeah, Rick Smith.
It's the same thing. Executive Vice President of Football,
he's got a contract extension through 2020. No, he's not that.
We're not doing
that. Stop
your
saying
contract.
That. Save that for your show.
It's a great idea.
Yeah, okay. They're going to keep on paying him through 2020, and he's going to be a figurehead, and that's it. And then they can feel good about it. Listen, he had his personal problems.
I don't think they will pay him through. I bet they come to an agreement early on, and they terminate and pay him, you know, and then let him move on somewhere else.
Terminating with a wife with cancer is a bad thing.
No, not now. But I think in the future, when Rick decides, I think there will be a mutual parting of the ways.
I think they really like Rick. I think they will pay him off his whole deal.
I just don't know where they can. Look, I think Rick is, I don't think he's great for GMing, but I think Rick is great for having fundraisers. And, you know, he'd be like that. He's like the Matt Brown.
He's not personable.
No, I think he's.
No, he's not.
In social circles, they love Rick Smith.
Well, they really like him, but he's so. No. Dell, why? He's not out there. He's not someone who goes out of his way to meet and mingle.
But he goes to all these galas and stuff like that. Good-looking guy who I really think that he would be that, like, those are typically like Mack Brown trying to help raise money at colleges, you know, when they hang on to coaches who have good connections. Like, Rick strikes me as somebody who'd be really good at that. I think he was just average as a GM, and average guys don't get to hang on for 11 years plus. I don't know. I don't know what would have happened if there wouldn't have been the instance that Rick Smith is leaving to be with his wife and family. I don't know that it would have made any difference.
They would have found a different way to do it.
Which tells you that now the article started to be leaked, that toxic relationship, they can't be a toxic relationship. You know, that was started to get leaked. The whispers around Texans camp is unbelievable. Why all of a sudden did
nothing
Aaron,
is transparent?
Why all of a sudden did was it Aaron Wilson that wrote the article? Was it Brian T. Smith? I think it was Aaron Wilson. Toxic relationship between these two. This came out, I think, just last week.
Yeah.
Why would that? Well, why was that?
I was listening to the pregame show on the way back from Louisiana, and John McClain goes, "Yeah, it is untenable. This situation has been untenable, and it's untenable, and something will happen after this game today."
That was going to be the case before this year even started. Those two were not on great terms.
No, I was with some college coaches, and they were like, "Dude, that Rick Bill O'Brien can't stand him, and he's out.
There was no way
he's
the two
out
of them were
if they don't get rid of Rick. He's out."
Yeah. But and that's something I didn't see happening. Now Rick is stepping away, but it might have that decision might have been made for him regardless. We don't know. Because what they could do right now, if they truly said we think Rick's doing a great job, then they would just make Jimmy Ray the interim guy, and Rick would take a year away, he said in his press conference, and then he would come back. But that's not happening.
All right, listen, we'll get Larry and Stafford.
And if it's Nick Caserio or Brian Gain, they will sign Bill O'Brien to a long-term extension.
Yep. All right, here's the deal, Larry. Sorry, we can't get you in here now because we're going to be talking to...
you can get him in first if you want and have the doc second.
The doc is... he's willing to wait.
You think the doc
the
is
going to... Yeah, wait.
Yeah.
After he hears Larry and Stafford?
Well, might make it even better.
Yeah.
Okay.
Come on, John.
All right, we'll take on the other side. We'll take Larry and Stafford first, and then SEC guy after that. Okay? Dr. Carol Cockslaughter is going to be joining us right here on ESPN 97.5. I want to talk about Renter's Warehouse and this new year for you. And the new year may be I've cleaned up my house after the hurricane, and you know what? I just don't want to live there anymore. Well, that's simple, because you couldn't sell your house after the storm and you got water. It's impossible to sell because you're going to have to take pennies on the dollar. So don't sell it. You know what? You can still get full price for renting. Okay. You can still get everything that you want paying off your mortgage. So don't sell your home. Rent it out. You know, you're tired of it. And you're sick. You know, you've been putting it back together, and it's back together now, and you just don't want to live there anymore. Well, that's easy. Call Renter's Warehouse, 713-224-RENT, and let Rich Drake and his guys take care of business for you. 713-224-RENT, renterswarehouse.com, renterswarehouse.com. You don't want to live there anymore. You don't want to sell your house. Make money on it. Go to renterswarehouse.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Let's get Larry and Stafford in here, and then Dr. Carol Cockslaughter, SEC guy. Got to be happy today. But first, Larry and Stafford will lead us off. Hey, Larry.
Hey, gentlemen. Happy New Year to you, gentlemen. I'm wishing nothing but success for your show, LZ. You know, I'm glad you're back, man, because, you know, the airways always is a little bit better with you and John together. And Dale, you know, me and you, we're going to enhance our relationship in 2018, because it's going to be a bigger and better Larry in 18, man.
Good.
Good.
Fellas, look, First thing, you know, it's sad to hear that about Rick and his family going through those things. I'm wishing them nothing but the best, man, in that fight, man, because we know that's a tough fight on not just the person that's going through it, but the entire family, and they got young kids. So I'm wishing them nothing but the best, man. Mm-hmm. Now, having said all that, I'm so glad Rick Ash is stepping away. And if the Houston Texans needed to hire a search firm to go out and find a general manager, and I'm not on that damn committee, they ass need to be picking up the phone and calling somebody in Stafford right now trying to reach them. Because let me tell you, this is the same thing they ass did when they brought in Dan Reeves to evaluate the franchise and tell us what we already know. What we know is this. If Bill O'Brien is deserving of any more power, then I'm deserving of being president of the United States. Because Bill O'Brien brought his ass from that Greenbrier with the thought in his mind that Jeff Allen and Gino Giacomini, sorry ass, and Xavier Seofilo was supposed to protect my quarterback. So his ass don't deserve more power. What he deserves is a one-year extension, giving him one more shot to guide one of the best young quarterbacks that we've seen come in the league in a long time. You know, Bill O'Brien has always been this enigma to me. And I never understood the whole, you know, excitement about what he does, because when he came in, he told us all these lies about his new offense and what we was going to be a game-to-game offense and all this other stuff. Yet he took his ass out there and drafted Xavier Seofilo in the second round. Look, I'm a diehard Houston Texan fan, and I'm sick and tired of what I'm seeing over there on Kirby. We know Rick Ash is in the family, man. You don't lead a mafia just like on Sons of Anarchy unless they burn that tattoo off your back. So Rick is going to still be there, and he's going to sit over there with Cal in their little smoker's jacket, and they're going to run little scenarios about what the organization should do. Well, here's a plan for y'all ass if you want to really know what you need to do. If Kevin Johnson sorry ass is your best cornerback, your ass better find some cornerbacks. If Nick Martin broke up ass is your best offensive lineman, your ass better find some offensive linemen. And if you're dependent on Derek Newton to come back and save the day when his ass was no good with two healthy knees, as a franchise, your ass better evaluate where you're trying to go. Because I expect, and I'm pretty sure 70,000 of my homies around the city of Houston expect, Deshaun Watson to be up in the upright position for the next 15 years. And I don't give a damn what you have to do to make that happen. You better find me an offensive line that can make that happen. Because if not, I would do what I did the last 6 weeks of the season in 2017. I will sell every damn ticket that I have and won't step foot over there if you're not protecting the number one asset in this city. The Astros have changed the game, gentlemen. It's about winning now. And if the Texans don't get their ass off that pot and start figuring out what they need to do to get us a championship, Bob McNabb's going to leave this earth without seeing what he really wants to see, and that's a ring on this, fellas. Fellas, I like it. I love it. Welcome to 2018, and I'll holler.
Holler. That's Larry and Stafford. Preach on, brother.
And did he just put on Bob McNair's going to die without a ring?
Yes, he just put Bob McNair ringless death out there.
Well,
that's terrible.
I mean, is he wrong?
But I will say this, nothing he said was wrong.
No.
Other than, you know, that's a little harsh.
Yeah, but
I mean,
we don't have to bring in potential death
into it.
But to be fair, the way things are going, unless Bob McNair lives to be 150.
Well, yeah, I mean, trending, yes.
We're trending a trending, certain way.
But yeah, Bob McNair is going to be really, really old before they get... Although, I will say this team can turn... We got 8 new playoff teams this year. That's the difference here, is you can win in a hurry, and especially with number 4. Now, enough of that, because number 4 last year, Deshaun Watson, beat Alabama in a national championship game. But Alabama last night extracted some revenge on Clemson, but it was against number 2, not number 4, okay? So bringing in SEC guy who's going to be, I would imagine, has got to be happy tonight, Dr. Carol Cogslaughter joining us on ESPN 97.5. Doc, how are you?
Well, I've been real good for about a decade now.
Well, yeah, I mean, the SEC's been really good, But
yeah, ruling the roots is pretty good.
Yeah, oh yeah. And last night, how about all the people thought Oklahoma and Clemson were going to be in the national championship game?
Oh man, I like how Johnny Manziel's little cousin, the Baker Mayfield fella. Wow, look at this now, hurly gully football, this and that, and it's the same old result. We got two fellas on the ground, what they call the Chubb, and also Sony, just running amok on Oklahoma. And this is why the Big 12 has been a disaster forever. Absolutely no defense. Then you flip the channel over to the Alabama game and say, what's going on here? Oh, big grown men slamming into other new money ACC miscreants like Clemson. And let's make no doubt about this. Dabo wants so bad for Nick Saban to get hit by a truck. Dabo, it would be Dabo Swinney's greatest day if Nick got captured by the ISIS, because then Dabo would probably get that job. But here's the thing on that, Dabo. We know about you, Dabo. See, that job's going to Kirby. Kirby Smart will suck that job right up by the time that comes open, when Nick gets either captured or hit by a truck. So you ain't got to worry. You just keep sticking with your new money Clemson team, and you let the big boys like the Kirby's and like the Nick Sabans do the heavy lifting. And here we are again, 2018. Brand new year, but same old year. It's like that one Bill Murray thing where he wakes up and they got that squirrel running around, and he keeps looking around, and he dies, and then he comes back to life, and the SEC wins the championship. Like that movie.
It's over and over and over again, Dr. Hey, Cal Cox.
Same old thing.
Can I ask?
It's the same old. It's like I wake up, make 5 foot putts every day. Same thing.
Hey, so, Doc. How do you feel about Georgia's best player being named after a Japanese electronic company in Sony? Did that name sit well with you?
Well, it's a shade better than being called a Zenith. I don't want nobody called Cartravius Zenith Johnson or something like that, but I'm just used to that now. See, this is a new time that we live in now. When Alabama, it all started when LSU got them a Bartavius. And I was like, a Barkevious Mingo? I don't even understand what that is. So now we got a Raekwon. We had a Julio at one point. I'm to the point now where and Georgia's got them a Roquan. I just randomly pick one syllable and another syllable, put it together, and I'm okay. Sony's, Zenith, what you call it? I'm not really too big on the what's the other TV that they got? The Samsung. I don't really want a Samsung in the SEC unless he can run for 180 and a half like the Sony did.
Aren't you torn on this, though? Because you're a big Georgia fan, because they do it classy. Your daughter went there, yet we know about your Alabama affiliations. Which way are you going on this one?
Oh, I'm not torn. I already won the championship.
It doesn't matter, right?
Well, I mean, for me, it really doesn't matter. SEC wins again. So, as far as I'm concerned, this ain't nothing but a glorified spring scrimmage. So, you know, yeah, I expect Saban and them to win. And truth be told, I like Bama to win. That's my team. That's my blood. Bama blood courses through my veins. But by the same token, it really don't matter to me, because we've got a W. The SEC does it again. When I count last year for Clemson, because you know what? Dabo wants to be Alabama, so we're going to go on and give him Alabama for the day. So that national championship is half ours, too.
Wasn't your daughter, though, a Georgia girl? The good daughter?
Not Bucky. Marietta went to Ole Miss.
Oh, Ole Miss. Same thing.
My grandpappy. I got family that went to Georgia, yeah. Scanton did.
Where did Bucky wind up?
She's doing some physical therapy work and whatnot, trying to get people healthy.
She's a physical therapist? Bucky is?
Yeah, in that neighborhood, realm.
Is she working for?
What else, guys? What else did y'all want to talk about?
For a college girls softball team? What is she doing?
No, she already ruled the roost on that. She You ain't got to worry about Bucky. What you ain't got to do.
No, but we love
talk about Kirby's recruitment.
We love hearing about your family.
Yeah, no.
We're just concerned about.
No, ain't nothing going on about my family. My family is my family. LSU, well, no. Auburn, no, not really. Well, my family's Georgia and Alabama. That's all you got to know.
What about Tennessee? That's not family?
No, that's not my Tennessee. Tennessee's the old drunk, is the drunk uncle who always comes and throws up. Not my family. We didn't have that going on.
What about Vanderbilt?
You know, the old,
what's Vanderbilt?
Well, Vanderbilt is the real smart one that you thought was the whole time was probably adopted anyway. Probably one of the children that got adopted off of a family that, you know, and you realize, well, this one's a smart one. But this one's definitely not blood relation.
What
you
about
know, Vanderbilt ain't blood relation. Vanderbilt was adopted. And
what
you
about
say you love it and all, but you don't really love it as much as the blood relation.
What about Texas A&M?
Oh, man. You know what that is? That's a brother-in-law who already, and they're already on the outs. That's a brother-in-law that you didn't like from the beginning. You knew they weren't. They were just trash from the very beginning, and now it looks like they're on the outs. But at least they got rid of that Sumlin guy. It's about time that we got rid of him and got us a Jimbo back in here. The conference just got a lot stronger by adding a Jimbo. Ain't no doubts on that one.
And what? Okay, Missouri. Is that like the cousin in the corner that nobody even knows?
Say, they got some. You see what they did to your Texas team? They were beating them up so bad, and then Texas had the officials just ramped up in the pocket. I'm going to tell you something on Missouri. They're going to be pretty good. They got some fellas up front that are real stout. And we got us a quarterback called Drew Luck. So we're going to be okay over there in Missouri. I didn't used to claim Texas A&M till Jimbo got in. Now if we can get what I like to call a pocket quarterback over there, we're going to be fine.
And we hear from the doc, and he talks about Vanderbilt being adopted. Well, Derek Mason is their head coach.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, if you like to call that coaching, I call that losing.
What do you mean? He had a pretty good year last year.
I can't stand coaches like that.
Like what?
What? Like what?
They lose a lot.
Oh, okay.
Like that
his
started
kind.
With.
Didn't I don't like his kind. Losing coaches.
That started with a Sylvester Crooms, didn't it?
Oh, Croom! Croom tried everything he could to disparage Mississippi State and even Alabama's good name. What with him being from here, we had to get rid of the Crooms. Like I said, I can't stand those people losing coaches.
We know that about you. You hate losing coaches.
Can't stand losing coaches. Sumlin too.
Losing coach. Well, he won. He had a winning record there, by the way. I don't know if you know that.
He beat up some teams that Louisiana had never heard of. Put them on the schedule like, what's this Louisiana college? I never even knew this existed. How'd they get on the schedule? Home and home and home and home and home. 5 year signing up Louisiana college. Mississippi Sentinel College.
It's kind of true.
Sumlin was a shady rascal, that one.
A rascal?
I saw him over to I remember one time we had a golf tournament, and he is out there with his shirt untucked. And I just thought to myself, you don't even have the common courtesy to tuck your shirt in at this facility. It is over to one of the smooth water. It wasn't that smooth water. He can't get in there. You know why? We don't allow those kinds. What I mean by that is Texas A&M coaches in there.
Yeah. Yeah,
so Jimbo won't be at smooth water?
Jimbo might be able to get in. We'll see.
Yeah, well, Jimbo came from Florida.
Jackie Sherrill could get in.
Well, he's castrating bulls over at Mississippi State. That's why. Yo.
Mississippi State. That's when Mississippi State had something going.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, they had something going on. Is right. No question about that. Well, congratulations.
Jackie Sherrill was, let's just say this, he had multiple brown paper sacks. Full of stuff in it in the back of his pickup truck. Let me just say that right now. We used to call him Brown Paper Sack Jackie.
Well, he knew how to do it in the SEC now.
Say, y'all remember what happened for old Freeze? Remember when old Freeze tried to get a bunch of hoochie coochies, tried to put them on the, he said he butt dialed a hoochie coochie, what they call it?
Yeah.
He must have butt dialed Robert Camdiche and given him about $200,000 on a butt dial. Bought that whole class. Even got a Laquan.
How you can't win without a Laquan
from Chicago of all places.
In Chicago, who's recruiting in the SEC in Chicago?
Yeah, that's very suspicious.
Shady.
Must have butt dialed him too, just like that floozy.
Just like that. Well, congratulations, Dr. Cogslaughter. Great.
Yep, I did it again. Here I go again. Another W for me.
We will talk to you again. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Carol Cogslaughter, right here on ESPN 97.5. No. Dr. Cogslaughter called in. Yeah. Well, you're awfully quiet. I don't know why you don't like talking to Dr. Cogslaughter. Is it the NFL? The NFL Network
thing? Myself, just in case he says something about Commissioner Goodell.
Yeah. Is there a problem with the – do you think that the NFL Network might have a problem with Dr. Cogslaughter?
Well, SEC –
You don't want association?
People from the SEC feel like they're better than the NFL anyway.
Right.
That doesn't even matter.
No, right.
SEC people – I think once players go to the pros, they're just like, they're done. We don't care about them anymore. Don't care. Like Longhorns and Vince Young, that thing went on forever. I think when players get drafted – from SEC schools into the SEC, all that SEC, they're like, whatever.
The only time they care about them is when they're selling the fact that they got guys in the NFL to recruit. They don't actually care about the individual player, but they do like to sell, hey, we get guys in the NFL. Don't care about them, but we get them there.
Yeah. All right, 8:51, we're behind on breaks. Take a break. 713-780-3776 right here on ESPN 97.5.
Listening to ESPN 97.5.
With Car Guru's Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and Car Guru's Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder Car Guru's is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with Car Guru's at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.